Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If you have read the New Testament carefully, you could not avoid noticing the little prepositional phrase, in Christ. I have never counted the times it is used, but it appears over and over, especially in Paul's epistles. In fact, it is one of the key expressions in Paul's writings. Please take note of these passages from the Ephesian letter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. But now in Christ, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:10 and 13. To be in Christ Jesus means to be in His body, in the church of the living God. Ephesians 2:16. But what does the expression, Christ in you, mean? The Bible tells us specifically how we get into Christ. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3:26 and 27. Paul asked the Romans, do you not know that so many of you as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Romans 6:3. Does Christ come into Christians when we are baptized into Him? Paul prayed for the Ephesians that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Ephesians 3:17. When we believe in Christ Jesus, repent of our alien sins, confess our faith in Christ, and are baptized into Him for the remission of sins, He comes into our hearts and dwells there so long as we are faithful to His Word. When Christ comes into our hearts, what difference does it make? Is it just an emotional experience? Does it mean that we laugh like hyenas? Do we jump and dance and cavort in our worship services? Our life changes in many ways. Whereas we had been servants of the devil, we become servants of God. Do you not know, Paul asked the Romans, that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Romans 6:17. The Romans had walked according to their lusts and appetites. But when they became New Testament Christians, they had a different master and a different way of life. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you, being then made free from sin. You became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:17 and 18. The Roman letter stresses the kind of life God approves for His children. Likewise reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not therefore sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey the lusts thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those who are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Romans 6:12 and 13. Paul pled with the Roman Christians, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:1 and 2. My Christian friend, since Christ is indwelling in you, be sure to follow His will. Thank you, and may God bless you.